don't put your college education or your degrees or your career or your life or your will before Christ. Because in these scriptures are the key to life.
Thank you for listening to Encouraging Moments with Bobby Williams.
Well, welcome. I love you in the Lord, and God loves you so much. This is a very powerful message. It's out of Matthew chapter 6. And although it's a very small part of the Bible, it is a powerful message that you must hear. So stay tuned. We're going to get started right away. Let's pray to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, anything that comes out of my heart or out of my lips, let it be edifying and glorifying to you and inspirational and encouraging to this audience. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, over the years, I have found that the Bible can be trusted, that the Word of God can be trusted. And so today, we're going to be delving into the Bible at Matthew chapter 6. Turn with me to verse 25. We're going to start right there. You know, today people are so worried about everything. They're worried about their job. They're worried about the future. They're worried about what's going to happen to America. They're worried. But I don't want you to place your faith in people or things or career. I don't want you to put your faith in what you think you can do. We have a responsibility to do those things. And I'm all for goal setting. And you know I'm all for success if you've listened to me. But our success, the foundation of our success, needs to be placing God first. And this scripture will be life-changing. Let's read it in verse 25. And then when I get to this verse, I'm going to have you underline it and circle it. But we're going to start with God's word in Matthew 6, verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about your clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and gone tomorrow and thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? O you of little faith, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Here's the verse right here. I want you to circle this verse, verse 33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So when I came up with the title today, Place God First and His Favor Will Follow, I took this verse and I took the meaning and I shortened what it said so that it would be a good title. But listen to this word, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. That's placing God first in your life over everything else. Now, when you will do that first, when you put God first, He has a promise here. But seek first the kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So people have it backwards. What they try to do is out of their own power and their own strength, they say, I am mighty and I am great and I can do it and I can climb that mountain and I can handle my life and I can do what I want to do and I don't care what the Bible says. Well, so many millions of people do care what the Bible says because they have learned, like myself, that whenever we try to run our own life, it becomes a mess. Jesus was trying to tell the people that were listening to him, this is how you can live. This is how you can live better. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you as well. My brother-in-law, the minister, who was one of my great mentors all my life, he said to me, Bobby, if you will focus on God and place him first in your life, his favor is going to follow you everywhere you go. And I'm going to go to Joshua 1, chapter 1 right now. And if you have your Bible, you could go to Joshua 1 with me. And what it says, basically, is we're to be strong and be of good courage. Let's do verse 7. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law, that's the Bible, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. See, this scripture here in Joshua, that God gave Joshua, he also gave it to us through Jesus Christ in that scripture that we just read in Matthew chapter 6. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you. And so people have the cart way before the horse, and they'll say, gosh, if I get this college degree, now there's nothing wrong with getting a college degree. I've got one. I went to school for it. I understand work. But don't put your college education or your degrees or your career or your life or your will before Christ. Because in these scriptures are the key to life. God is the source. He loves you. He made you. He created you, and wonderfully, you're wonderfully made. And he's got this great plan on how he wants to bless you and give you favor. And so he used that wonderful scripture at the beginning. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. And he tries to say, here is a bird that doesn't reap, it doesn't sow, it doesn't do anything, but yet I feed the birds. And so I'm the source of everything. God is saying, I'm the source of all the cattle on every hill, all the gold, the silver, all the health, all the ingenuity, all the great ideas. I am the source of all these things for you. So if you'll partner with me, if you'll put me first, if you'll seek my kingdom first, and what are the things that we can do to make this happen? Well, I'll tell you what, the first thing as a Christian you have to do, you know, a lot of people get saved, and there's a lot of time by the time they accept Christ as their Lord and Savior, and we go to heaven. Usually, there's years and years and years of life in between. Now, some people do get saved, and then they're taken to heaven by an accident or sickness or whatever. But I'm saying that if you're a saved individual and you have any door in your life that you haven't turned over to the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are really outside of God's will. If you will seek first the kingdom of God and turn over every single door of your life, turn over your career, make him in charge and be the CEO of your business, over your family, over your personal life, over the way you act and what you do and what you say, what you think, who you are. I mean, this has been, God being the source of my life has been the joy of my life. And you can't experience the joy of Jesus in your life if you're trying to run your own life. The first thing I do every day is I get a cup of coffee and I get this word out and I fill my mind with his word. And when I read these words that Jesus himself said, seek the kingdom of God first. So every day I start out first with him first place. And then after reading some scripture, then I'll pray. I'll get on my knees and I'll say, Lord, let me be the man you want me to be today. Lord, help me to walk in your light for others. Let me be that ambassador for you that you want me to be. Let me be without sin. Don't let me sin. Don't let me fall short. Let me have my eyes open and my ears open for opportunities to bless people and to give them your blessing, Lord. And so I put him first in all those things. And then it says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's what I'm doing when I'm praying those prayers. It's not my righteousness. I'm not worthy. I'm a sinner. The Bible says that all have fallen short of the glory of God. We're all sinners. But because of Christ's blood, because he died on the cross, because he forgave us of our sins, because he went to the cross for my sin and your sin, because he did that, now we are whole because he washed us clean. And when we accepted him as Christ and said, Lord, I believe that you were raised from the dead, and I believe you've got the keys to life and death. And when we believe wholeheartedly, change came. And, you know, some of the great things that you get when you put God first, you get this favor. And I remember so many years ago when I opened up my business, A3 Marketing, which is a company that I have had for 24 years. And this company has really thrived in the ministry. Then God had me start Spirit of a Champion, Inc. Ministries. And it's been such a blessing to try to give back after all of these years of working and now working in the ministry. But I don't take any credit for any of it. Yes, I had the responsibility to go out there and try to do what I could do physically and mentally, but I had to do it under the authority of Christ and His righteousness and not mine. And so when you put God first over all people, when you put God first, it makes relationships right. It makes your integrity and your honesty better. I mean, I'm telling you right now, God is not going to allow you to not have integrity and honesty if you're a Christian. And see, when you're seeking God first and you're placing Him in charge of your business, you're placing Him in charge of your family, you're giving Him everything in your life, all of a sudden, there's some wonderful things that happen. I want you to turn with me to Galatians 5:22 real quick while we have some time left in today's message. In Galatians 5:22, it tells exactly what I'm trying to tell you today. But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have been crucified with the flesh and its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited and provoking and envying each other. In other words, the Bible's saying when you become a Christian and you give every door to Jesus, what happens is a transformation of your mind, a transformation of what you think is success. Now, I got to tell you, Jesus is talking about people not having peace in this part. You know, He says, therefore, do not worry. You look at that verse in Matthew chapter 6, do not worry about tomorrow. Have you ever stayed up late at night and worried and worried and worried, and it was like 10 o'clock, then it was 11, then 12, then 1 and 2, and I've done this before, and it's awful. In my earlier years as a Christian, worrying about things that never happened and not giving them over to the Lord, give all your problems, all your worries, all your troubles to God. Seek the kingdom of God first, trust in Him, and He will bring you the favor you need. So all those things I worried about, they never happened. By the way, they came out great. By the way, I had victory, and you can too. I hope today that you will go back and you will look up Matthew chapter 6, starting with verse 25, and read it through the end of the chapter. This one verse, seek the kingdom of God first and His righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you. Honor will be given unto you. Prosperity will be given unto you. Peace will be given unto you. Joy will be given unto you. Love will be given unto you. Things that you need in your life for your family. And God knows you need those things like clothes on your back and food. Don't let anyone tell you that God's not involved with your life. Read the Word of God and you know it for yourself. When He says, seek the kingdom of God first and His righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you, that's exactly, my friend, the favor that you need in your life. Well, I love you so much in the Lord. You're so important to me. And I'm so thankful that you keep coming back to encouragingmoments.com and getting free resources. Hey, watch our 30-minute TV program, and you'll see some great celebrities and people you may not know that have great God stories, and they're on our watch page on encouragingmoments.com. And we're also asking today that you go to our YouTube channel. We're creating that YouTube channel. And it's Encouraging Moments with Bobby Williams. We need 1,000 subscribers. Would you be kind enough to go ahead and go to YouTube and just subscribe to our channel? We're going to start putting video after video and some great help videos about questions about the Bible and steps to success to have peace in your life and other things that we're going to be doing. And so please go to the YouTube channel, Encouraging Moments with Bobby Williams, and just subscribe to our channel. We'd really appreciate it. Well, let me pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you've done. Father, I just ask, Father, as we seek your kingdom first and your righteousness, Father, bring all these blessings to my brother or sister. Let them have your favor, Father, wherever they place their foot. Give them favor. Give them joy. Give them happiness. And let them know how much you love them, Father. Thank you so much in Jesus' name. Well, until next time, be encouraged.
For more encouraging moments, go to encouragingmoments.com or on Facebook at Encouraging Moments with Bobby Williams.